You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
German authorities have ordered a car off the roads for a strange reason. 31-year-old driver stopped in Hamburg last week.
Mm-hmm.
He was told that his Porsche was too shiny.
This is much
too shiny. Oh, is it a chrome one? Is it all chrome?
It's a gold one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was the roads.
It's too shiny for the roads.
It's like you're driving an Oscar.
An Oscar.
Too shiny. Can't see it all.
Everything reflects and it blinds me.
Like the sun is driving down the road.
I at first thought a star had taken to the roads.
I thought you was the UFO for a split second.
This is too shiny of a vehicle.
I hate cars like that.
I do too. But this guy, it turns out it was a Porsche Panamera. He had a reflective...
Why buy a Porsche with four doors? That's my second question for you.
He had a reflective gold foil finish put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And cops in Hamburg say that it would blind other drivers and it was a danger.
It's amazing.
So he's been ordered to remove the foil and then he can re-register the car. But guess what? They caught him driving it again.
Mm.
He was stopped again the other day. So this time the cops took his keys, his papers, his license plate, and they towed his Porsche to a garage. He was fined an unspecified amount and he will have to have the foil removed before they'll let it back into his custody again.
Mm.
He gold foiled a four door Porsche. Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah.
The German bay.
I'm going to be honest, though. There is a chrome R8 that exists out there. And
like
I'm sure
it.
It's as shiny as anything on the road. I would take it.
Mm. There's no reason to shine it up.
It's real flashy.
You don't need to be too flashy.
Okay. No.
When you have a car like
Funny
that.
Funny enough, so this must be the thing in Germany.
Yeah.
They love their shiny cars.
They do.
Of course.
Just a couple of days ago, they busted another guy, a Lamborghini owner, nabbed at the same time. He had very similar gold foil placed on his car. He complied, though, and had it removed.
Yeah. Yeah, they got, they're wild over there. So I'm surprised he didn't get a ticket for not wearing a leather conductor hat or nipple clamps on the road.
You're that is allowed.
That's allowed,
you're supposed to have the nipple clamps. He wasn't wearing them.
Well, here's a Mercedes
so
wrapped
ugly,
gold.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't like those cars at all. Yeah, no,
oh,
I think
that's crazy.
I think West Coast Customs did the chrome one, the chrome R8.
Ugly. Sorry.
It does look like an Oscar. You're right. It's like an Oscar Transformer.
Mm. I think it's sweet.
You like
you
it, James?
Yeah, of course.
You do.
The last person
Everybody
on
hates
Earth,
everything
wait,
that
hold
I
on,
like.
Hold on. The last person on Earth I think would be driving
yeah,
a
gold-plated like
car
gold
would be
car.
You.
I think it looks awesome. I mean, the gold, not my favorite, but if it was chromed out, oh my God.
Dude, this chrome R8
I think
is ridiculous.
It'd be awesome to drive a vehicle that looked like that.
I think they made it for the movie Tron, too, which is another big selling point.
Oh, this one here, is this the one you're talking about?
Dude, you know how fly See? I would look driving down the street and ride like that?
You know how I feel about an R8. I have a
I
love it so much. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
It's...
I don't even need an R8. Put that on a Cavalier. I'll drive it.
James got a chrome Cavalier!
If I still had my Cavalier, it would have that.
It would feel so sweet.
It would be gold.
A dollar sign gold chain from the mirror with a
See, here's
Star
the
Wars
deal.
Air freshener, and I would cruise the streets
so, like,
of my
there,
subdivision.
There was like another car. Yeah. There was like another car that did it. It was a Mercedes, and I think it looked awful. To me, you have to have the right car.
I think it's tacky. I think you're taking a gorgeous car and you're making it tacky.
I can see it, but I don't mind that.
To me, it just...
And I don't even think that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, because the one I'm talking about is full on. It doesn't even have that little black strip.
You realize I walk around in a man thong, so
that's true.
Wow. Look at me, he's kind of my MO.
That's his thing. Yeah. That's James's thing.
Look at me, my butt is out, everybody, and I'm driving a very shiny car.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at James.
I am looking.
Pay attention, everybody. Look at me, I'm over here. The shiny car over
guess
here.
Guess who owned one of these that Scott Disick.
There you go.
That dude who was married to the Kardashian sister. Everything.
Anybody that you see that owns a car, except if James owned it, I would be like, okay.
She'd reconsider.
I'd be like, okay, fine. That's
outside
James.
Outside of
He's
James,
that's okay. You can think I'm a douchebag.
But no, I wouldn't think that about you because well, I know
me on a personal
level. I know
level,
you. So. Yeah. But these people, that anybody that has this kind of car, and especially when it's a really expensive car, they're a douchebag.
Elton John got one, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah,
that man has taste. Have you seen how he dresses?
He doesn't want attention at all.
Have you seen the Crocodile Rock video from the 80s?
When I think low key and humility, I think Elton John, Sir Elton John,
with chicken Humble. Feathers and the hot pants.
The man has people carry him to the stage. Oh, there's like a king.
There's a pink shiny one that I could have seen Elton John driving.
Or James.
Or James. That my son would love that.
I wouldn't be embarrassed to drive that pink shiny one. Either.
No,
not my number one choice.
No, but
there's
not
actually
the worst.
A ton of them out there.
Well, yeah. You know what it is? It's all like some of this is Leaf, but then there's tons of like that plastic dipping that people do, where they want a new paint job on their car. They get this paint that's like plastic. You can peel it off,
really,
and change it all the time. Yeah, there's tons of videos on it on YouTube.
I'm gonna do that to my Jeep.
No, like, honestly, you could get it done. I don't know how much it costs, but, like, they spray it down. They can mix the different colors together.
I think Kanye West has a car like
well,
that.
Well, any
you
rapper.
Know, like somebody like the Kardashians.
I would have assumed you're, like, a rapper. You know?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt apparently has one.
Brad Pitt has one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all know he's a mess.
Yeah, you're right. Me and him can start a car club then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
James and Brad Pitt car club.
We'll call it the Hunkadelics.
The
Hunkadelic car club.
Oh my God, amazing.
Whatever happens in car club stays in car club.
Yeah. You know? Just like Fight Club.
Yeah.
All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, those crazy Canadians. How did a runaway moose help Canadian cops solve a crime? Let's find out.
Those crazy Canadians.
This sounds just about right for Canada. Now even the moose are fighting crime. The cops in St. John's in Newfoundland got a call about a runaway moose running around the city.
Yeah.
That's a runaway moose, eh?
Again, eh?
How many times they get that call?
Probably a lot. A
couple times a week.
So they started tracking the moose down to try and get it back to the woods.
I got some tracks over here, boss.
And as they followed it, the moose led the cops right to a stolen car that had been reported missing the night before that they hadn't found yet.
Chief, the moose stole a car, eh?
No, that ain't the moose, eh? The moose eventually did make its way back to the woods. There's no word on whether the cops have caught the car thief yet, but thanks to the moose, they say they're at least a little bit closer.
Now, this is funny if the moose was like, psst.
This moose is trying to tell us something, eh? He keeps pissing at us, eh? Okay, hold on, eh? Shh, stay back, eh? It's over a moose here. Still, eh? It'll kill us, eh?
Ta-da.
Oh, yeah. A moose stole a car, eh? A moose got a nice car.
Oh, eh, hey, is that an Acura, eh?
Pretty nice, moose. Oh, jeez, hey, the force is that way, eh?
There he goes, there majestic creature, off, eh?
Off into the
should
night.
Have a statue of him, eh?
I like that he went, ta-da.
Yeah. That's what he does.
That's how they
moose.
Let you know.
Classic moose. Classic moose Canadian moose.
They put their leg out.
Yeah. That stolen car you got.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A British man allegedly paid his roommate $200 to cut his penis off and promised him more if footage of that went viral.
Oh, wow. Huh?
He wanted to go viral?
The 33-year-old James? English teacher. Viral, James.
Not, my dong will stay intact.
Good.
Thank you. I'd rather have that and then go viral.
33-year-old English teacher was seen bleeding heavily in the northern Spanish city of Zaragoza. sparking a bizarre police investigation. His mutilated penis was discovered in a bag at his home after officers reportedly followed a trail of blood. According to reports, an operation to reattach his penis, though, was successful. His roommate detained by police, but this guy didn't want to press charges.
Did they get it up on LiveLeak in time?
I don't know.
Hmm.
The unnamed Brit planned to film the amputation and share it online, and then would pay his roommate more money if it proved to be a hit online. The footage is said to have been erased, although it's not clear if that was done before or after it went online.
I guess we'd have to check 4chan or 8chan.
I guess they drank 4 bottles of wine and took Valium to muster up the courage before going through with this. Initially, they thought this guy just harmed himself and they weren't looking for anyone else in connection, but the case took a twist with the arrest of his roommate after a local paper claimed that he had used a social networking app to search for someone to film that.
I'd have a really hard time just giving anyone a shot. Like, I know they need a shot and I have to give it to you. I'd have a hard time doing that. I can't imagine
doing like, that.
Ready? No. You set?
You ready, Andy?
No.
The 29-year-old Spaniard is being held in custody on suspicion of serious assault. He's expected to be formally charged following an ongoing probe, despite his alleged victim refusing to press charges.
So much blood.
$200. That's it.
$200.
Well, when you think about it, it's nothing. You chop a donger off in a split second.
Yeah, but it's something.
I mean, I know it's something. Right.
It's something, all right.
I'd have to leave. Yeah, isn't there a video out there of a guy who made like a little mini guillotine?
For his wiener?
For his wiener, he put it in and then dropped it.
Probably. I can't. That's what, you know how you can't watch ankle-breaking videos and stuff?
Yes.
That's in my huge list of things I can't watch is wiener amputation.
Oh, yeah. Never in a million years.
Do a role play on it like just now.
You no,
just
no. Like, shut just shut down. I was like, not funny, Dave. Not funny. God damn.
Yeah, Dave, shut up, Dave.
Jesus Christ. Get a grip.
Kind of an animal, are you?
You animal? Because even when you don't enjoy it, you'll be like, yeah,
he'll go
okay,
with it,
I'll
not
play
that.
The gay guy. Yeah.
No. That's his limits.
I was like, I will never pretend I'm getting my dick chopped off. That's where I draw off.
I draw the line,
I draw a line in the sand there, good sir. You, Dave.
He's keeping that stuff out of his universe.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly. I don't even.
Yeah, it's good.
That ain't nothing to mess with. That's nothing to laugh about.
Yeah. You weren't having it.
You post a picture of it on your Facebook, it could happen. No. Just like, you know, those people that post the money up. You see that all the time.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Come on. Jesus Christ. My dream board.
They got their own issues. All right, one more story to get to in Dave Hunter's Dongcast this morning. People in Papua New Guinea keep injecting their dongs with coconut oil.
Well, why wouldn't you?
A worrying number of people now have disfigured their penises while trying to enlarge them. They're calling it a nationwide problem in Papua New Guinea.
How small are they in Papua New Guinea? Didn't something come out the other day that, it was not the other day, but it might have been a year ago. Didn't we say they had the smallest ones?
New Guinea?
I don't know. Did that come up?
I can't remember.
It doesn't sound like they did.
Some place had the smallest ones. I'm just wondering if it's them.
I'm looking at Papua New Guinea penis size. Papua New Guinea. Oh, here, let's see. WorldPenisData.com.
What a sight.
Yeah. I think they break it down by... Okay, it's good. Oh, I'm going to get to the P's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are those centimeters? Better be at 14.7.
Yes.
Yeah, these are
centimeters.
It's got to be centimeters, right? Oh, Papua New Guinea. No, they seem to be okay. There was...
Well, 13.6 centimeters is kind of lower than a lot of the other scores.
Well, the Philippines. Yeah,
Philippines is not killing it, huh?
No.
This is a very official site.
It definitely is.
So far, 10.2 is this. Oh, there's another 10.2.
Sri Lanka.
Not good. Not good, guys.
No, sorry, Sri Lankans listening.
9.4.
Is that Thailand? Thailand, yeah.
Thailand.
It's hard to...
I think in Thailand, just everybody's tiny. You know? Like, everybody's just small.
Yeah, small-statured people.
Yeah.
Vietnam, 10.2. Oh, Afghanistan, 9 point. Oh, no, that's a different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. Okay, so they were one of the smallest of all the countries in the world.
Who was 15?
Wow.
Lisa, again, can you just go back to 15 for just a minute? Can you just get down there?
Something about vacation plans.
Netherlands,
Lisa.
Erskine. They're
all 6'5".
Wait a minute, you guys. Hold on a second. I just saw 15.
Even Lisa was
show me 15.
Yeah.
Erskine. Yeah.
I love that she said it.
Every one of those guys is huge.
Wait a minute. Yeah, no, they,
Ergenberg.
It'd be tough. There's a bad,
oh, there's
a downside
16
to it.
Lebanon, 16.8.
Mm. Where?
Lebanon.
I bet they lie.
Ooh, Laos.
Laos in Asia. Here, only 10.1. Korea. Oh, North Korea, 9.6. That's the lowest we've seen.
Yeah,
no wonder they're so angry.
Well, they're, That probably sucks because it's probably not their fault. They can't get food.
Kenya, yeah, exactly. 16.3. Kenya. Yeah.
Kenya has got a large score.
Not a surprise.
16.3 again.
Jamaica.
Yeah,
okay. Italy's doing okay. 12.5. Yeah, Israel, 13.6. Ireland, 12.8.
Two centimeters off for lying.
What else stands out? Iceland.
Iceland
and Hungary.
I hate Iceland.
A lot of Europeans with big dongs.
Yeah, don't believe the hype.
Haiti, 15.
Mm.
Well, 17. Where was that? Ghana.
Well.
Yeah.
They're all super fast. They're amazing at soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Africa scores high.
Huge dongers.
Mm-hmm. Huge doggers there.
17.
Congo.
Africa. Africa's cleaning it up.
Dominican Republic, biggest, right? 16.
I've heard Congo's the biggest of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what
that's crazy.
Congo, 17.3.
Yeah, there you go.
You got it, Andy.
Yeah. Sweet.
You won the biggest dick award.
Yeah.
Dick facts. Dick facts.
I know my dick facts.
Canada, not too impressive.
Well, no.
Cambodia, 9.8. So they're definitely at the lower end of the scale there in Papua New Guinea.
So they're just shooting, what is it, coconut oil in there?
Yeah, they're injecting coconut oil. It's become a massive
problem. I'm doing it when I get home.
It makes no sense, that coconut oil thing.
Because you think it would just dissipate in your body, right?
Yeah.
Well, it causes abscesses and infections.
Oh, I'm sure it would just be bad.
So they're putting coconut oil into their genitals, injecting it, hopefully to get a bit more length and girth. And, of course, the results are typically grim. Mm-hmm. They've treated 500 patients over the past year alone who were experiencing penile disfigurement and dysfunction problems after doing these injections. They say now every week we see at least 5 new cases. He said, in fact, I saw 7 today.
Jesus. Mm.
The undesirable consequences that come from administering household oils into penises are easy to imagine. Enlargement often does occur in some sense, but not in any positive way. They end up with abnormal lumpy masses growing over the penis and sometimes growing over the scrotum.
Oh, boy. That's
no, thank you.
That's a bad look.
That is a bad look.
No, thanks.
A good number are coming in with ulcers that eventually burst open. Then some of them have difficulty urinating because their foreskin swells and it can't contract.
Oh, I'm going to just keep my guy the way he is.
Yeah.
And several of them end up damaging their erectile muscle because of this, making it difficult them to ever get erections again.
My God.
Well, you can't just take any kind of item.
And just shoot it in there.
And shoot it in there.
Yeah, that's...
They've treated guys as young as 16 and men over 55, but they say it generally falls between 20 and 40, the age where guys are doing this.
Hmm.
Yeah, the verdict's in, man. You can't just shoot stuff in there.
No. Also, they say these guys are taking advantage of it, and now they're starting these clinics to do it, these undercover dong injection clinics.
So it must swell up right away, so they're like, look at that.
Like, yeah, it's working. Look at that.
And they're like, no! Man. It's gone awry.
Oh, it's definitely
2 days later,
awry.
It splits open like a ballpark Frank.
I don't like it.
It's a little pussy.
My God.
It's like my scrotum. Everything's a mess.
But then a mask covers your penis. So, guys, bottom line, don't inject your dong with coconut oil.
I'm not going to.
Don't.
In case you didn't know that before now you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So this senior, this old guy, armed with a water gun filled with his own urine.
It's piss.
It's mine.
It's my juice.
Oh, God. Man. Don't say that. It's my juice.
My sauce.
He squirted a woman several times. As she was walking her dog in front of his place.
Oh, so is he just, hates
about
the dog
pooping on his lawn? Or
that's exactly what it is. That's
never
exactly
heard of a revenge tactic like that.
Nope. Oh, your dog's going to poop my lawn? Well, I'm going to pee all over you.
Only an old guy comes up with this.
Only an old guy that looks like this.
Special kind of an old guy.
To be honest, the woman's kind of lucky he didn't shoot her dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take your hot piss on me rather than a bullet.
Because guys just like this have shot people for lesser things. Music too loud. They've shot a whole group of people.
Still don't want to walk by someone's house and have their pee on you.
Yeah. You really don't.
Shot on you.
I get your it. Day
it's not
least.
Ideal.
I would at least in her cute little jacket, walking Molly.
Yeah.
Never be the
Molly
same.
Wants. No.
Yeah.
Molly doesn't want to go through that. Yeah.
No.
She's
no
proper, does. You know? She's a proper.
So police charge that 71-year-old Joel Benjamin approached the female victim, pulled out a water gun that contained his own urine. This woman, she was 50, walking her dog outside the Seaside Villas development in Gulfport, Florida. They live in separate apartments in the same complex. When questioned by police, he admitted that he shot the victim with a water gun that contained his own urine.
He just sang like a canary, huh?
Oh, he's proud of it.
Oh, he wasn't remorseful. No. He said he'd do it again if he had to.
Exactly. You're dealing with this guy.
Yeah.
People at the complex say there's been a longstanding problem with this guy. He's angered by people who don't pick up after their dogs.
This is me when I'm a senior citizen.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking.
So I'm going more primal with this. It.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not squirting them with my urine. I'm throwing my feces at you.
I was going to say,
God.
Poop slingshot?
Yep. Yeah, a poop-a-pult. Like, I'm going to build a poop catapult. Or I'm just going to go do it the old-fashioned way and squat right on your porch.
Yeah, the scatapult.
The scatapult!
James has a scatapult! Everybody run! Run! Scatapult. Man, the scatapult!
He's as good as the scatapult!
Scatapult loaded!
Now!
Launch!
Fire!
The trebuche.
Yes. Yes, if you could say
if
it.
If I could say it.
You could goddamn say it.
If I could say it.
The trebuche.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So, Benjamin was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge. He was booked into the county jail, spent about 18 hours in custody before he was released on a $500 bond. The attack, police say, did not cause bodily harm to the victim.
No.
It's assault with a bodily fluid, though.
Yeah, it should be.
So does that mean he never... Well, squirted, or maybe he didn't actually make contact.
Oh, maybe he didn't get her.
Oh, didn't get her.
I missed, you lucky bitch!
Those are just warning shots.
Yeah.
Next time, it's real.
But the scary thing is, he said he'd do it again.
Of course he would do it again. It's this guy. It's this old man.
Defending his property.
There is a couple paths you can take when you get older. One of them is defender of the front lawn.
Yeah.
I lived across the street from this man when I was in grade school. And he had those signs up all around because people would, he was kind of on a corner and every once in a while a kid would just cut right from the edge of his bushes all the way across his lawn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To the other side. And boy, I mean, he'd chase people with like a broom.
Well, and I get
and then,
it.
But then you're doomed.
Yeah, sure. You are doomed.
This whole grass.
I don't get spraying people with your pee. Let me just say that. But you can't, you got to curb your dog. You can't. Just let your dog do their business wherever you want on people's lawns.
You know what, though? Some people just... Here's the thing. You can try, as you might, to pick up poop. And if it's like a solid one, you can maybe get the whole thing and you could be good. If your dog has diarrhea, then that I feel so bad.
Oh, well, there's almost nothing you can do about that. I have picked up as much as I could.
Right. Course, but I mean, it's all over still.
And, well,
and
yeah,
some people are just.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but there's no excuse. Even if you're out and you forget to bring a bag, I've gone. It's happened to me once. I got back to the house and got in my car and drove there. And, you know, maybe that's a bit too extreme, but I don't want anyone doing it on my lawn. So I make sure that if it happens on someone else's lawn, I take it with me.
Even though Molly is really proper, one time I took her for a walk and she pooped in the middle of the street.
You're like, that is not
even
ladylike.
A lady has her moment, Lisa. Because
she was trying to tell me, I don't want to go for a walk.
She's like, I'm just going to get this over with right here.
We're going to end this right now.
This lady doth protest.
You can't. What are you
doing?
Is
this what you wanted? Is this what you wanted? Now take me back to my room. Pamper me.
Sometimes she'll just stop and sit there. And other times she just poops in the streets.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what came over me. I just was feeling like such an animal during that walk. I am sorry. I am quite embarrassed of my behavior. Would you mind straightening my bowl? I apologize for embarrassing you like that.
I guess in the future you should know not to take me out in this sweltering heat.
I tried to show you with my eyes because I don't so much talk in your language, but you didn't get it, so then I had to do what I had to do.
Something tells me the message was loud and clear.
A lady is a lady until pushed too far.
Lisa's dog lays down with its arms crossed,
like,
okay?
She sits
both of them, the front and the
and
back.
And then she'll look over her shoulder like, oh, who, me? Yeah. Are you taking a picture of me?
Oh, Lisa.
My word.
Hello.
I'll only lie on this carpet because it's sparkling clean.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. She is like
she's one of the cleanest dogs
cleanest
I've
dog
ever,
you
seen,
ever seen.
Yeah. Like, just perfectly.
She's perfect in all ways.
Yeah.
She strikes me as one of those dogs. You know, there are those dogs that won't poop while you're looking at them.
Yeah.
Is she
doesn't
that
like
way?
It. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes she'll go on the side of where you can't see her.
Yeah.
On the
side. Lady must do her business, madam.
I feel like if Lisa took Molly to like kind of a formal event and like Molly wasn't as dressed up as she wanted to be, she'd be like, I didn't even know it was formal wear.
You have got to take me home right now so I can have the proper attire.
Change my bow.
This bow is more of a midday bow, not so much an evening bow. Get me out here like a common trollop.
Yeah. A common trollop. I'm a right bitch.
It's true.
Yeah,
she
no,
poop right on the floor.
She gives she just from looking at pictures, she gives that impression.
Yeah,
she does. She's super proper.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, because Lisa got Molly, so it's one of those things. Like Molly had a life before, and then she's got the post Lisa life. I think like stuff changed for her.
I think got kicked up a notch.
Oh, got kicked
stuff changed for her.
Got kicked
so she's got used to the lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. She is right? Very pampered.
Do you have any gray poupon?
Why, yes, I do.
This organic beef you're feeding me could use a little something.
Yeah, I think her life is switched.
Changed,
Yeah, oh, for sure. Because you do get her special food, and you take care of her.
Like Lou sleeps in a blanket. You know, it's so wild.
My word. These other cats are just crazy. Oh, my God. I have my own bed with my own covers. I don't even think some of these cats have outdoor tents. I've never seen another cat with an outdoor tent. I have my own outdoor palace. I don't believe they're living the right way. I'll tell you, all the animals could get them.
Yes.
They're not protected in a tent.
And said, the other day I sat in my tent and I watched a groundhog.
It was hilarious. What an animal. What a crazy creature. Such a mistake. Like when Lisa leaves, they crank up the classical music and they sit in their chairs and they read their books until she returns.
Lou
right?
has a pipe.
Yeah, absolutely. Molly's got a dressing gown on.
Yeah.
Well, James got him a tie.
Yeah, man. I got Lou ready to go to work.
That's true.
Yeah,
this is professional.
But and whereas Jameson, who also has a set of ties, I feel like he's like, get me out of this thing.
Yeah.
You know, like he's like a little gangster who's forced to wear a tie.
Right. He's like, I don't like this. I'm from the streets. I'm a golden noodles right out of. I'm basically from hell.
He thinks he's a little golden noodle from hell. And then he wears his little tie and mock dress shirt.
Yeah, little biddies would get along with Molly, I think. They'd just, like, clank glasses. And like, am I? Could you mind turning up the Chopin? Because I do like this song. I feel like the arrangement is very good.
Hershey would kick the door in. He's a frat boy. Right. He's like, Kip brought the keg.
My, it's Hershey.
Hershey's here.
Oh, my God, I got six pizzas.
Oh, dear.
He eats all the food.
Oh, give me that food. He's, he's eating everything. Is he a dog or a pig? I don't know. My word. Cretan. What are you ladies up to? What do you think, Hershey? We're laying here pondering.
Got any food?
Of course we do, Hershey.
You got any bones?
No, Hershey, we don't have
bones. You got any bull dicks?
He just asked us for bull dicks.
You guys don't eat those, are delicious.
Bull dicks.
That's all I want to eat.
He's quite fascinating to watch.
Well, I know you guys got bull dicks. At least she gave me some.
You she are didn't like them.
A hoot.
Of course she didn't like them. Oh, my goodness, Lisa.
Well, I didn't like them. I guess that's what it was.
Yeah.
I believe you might have given me, I'm ooh, going to whisper this,
smell.
A bull dick. A penis of a bull. I hate to say this. I don't want to be crazy about things.
Yeah. Hershey's got six of them in his mouth.
Yeah, he I like the bull dicky flake.
He does. He loves it.
Trust me, you'd want to be one of Lisa's pampered pets. Oh, there is no question about
that's how
that,
to do it, friend. If you can do it.
There are crazy photos going around of a construction worker in India who managed to survive an iron rod going through his skull. I am not going to speak to all Indian construction sites, but I've seen my Indian in-laws construct things.
Yeah.
And if they follow the same rules as they do in India.
Yeah, they do.
It's shoddy at best.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's shortcuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Shortcuts are taken.
Shortcuts.
And safety is not a priority.
No. Live wires everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this dude miraculously survived his skull pierced by an iron rod. There's the rod.
Oh, that's a big rod.
Mm-hmm.
There's the dude.
I am different.
He had to undergo a 90-minute surgery.
Derby, derby. He'll be fine. Derby, derby.
There's, that's him with the rod still in his hand.
Did he do that before? No.
Can you hodo?
What's that?
That wasn't what.
Do you know?
He's developed a stutter.
Is he singing?
That is. Sometimes when you have a rod through the brain, you do things like this.
Is it no, day, do?
You're doing great. You're doing
just
fine.
Drip it out. Drip it out. If I die, I die.
Only 21-year-old guy, too.
Oh, poor guy.
I mean, how do you live?
I don't know how you survive.
How do you live?
They just identify him as Mr. Bahi. And they say he's doing fine after surgery, though. And they're taking care. Meningitis is one of the main concerns.
Yeah.
I don't think brain damage, but meningitis, I guess they're worried about.
I think it speaks to just how much of the brain isn't really needed.
Yeah, how much you don't use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably needed, but they're too stupid to unlock it.
We won't worry about
it. Look at that. It goes right through the top of his skull and enters out the back. It's crazy.
It hurts.
Does it hurt when I do this?
Nope.
Oh, man, what about this?
Nope.
Oh, he is never going to be the same. That's a song. He's made up a brain damage song. You see this sometimes. Right, it changes when I pull on it. Watch this. You're going to go almost kind of higher when you're. It's like a car engine. It's funny. Very funny. But we're worried about meningitis.
I think we did put a link to this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well. If you want to see the pictures, it's pretty miraculous. This guy not only survived, but is going to be fine.
Yeah. Because I would assume if I took a pole right now and just shoved it in your head, like you're dead, right? Like I've killed you.
Yeah, most times.
Not here.
Not this guy. Not Mr.
He
Bob.
Got up. He got up and was like, am I good?
No, you're not good. You have a huge rod in your brain.
What do you mean? It's impossible.
No, I see it sticking out like you're, whoa, you're like a human rhino. Very scary.
Well, this is me now.
No hat will cover that up.
This is me.
This is me now.
Like, I mean, if you're alive, yeah, you're like, please don't do anything to it. I'm alive still.
Don't you ever tap me on the top of the head.
It would be crazy to have the hair, the head rod.
Yeah. Oh, right? Man. Well, especially if they're like, listen, we can't take it out. You've just, that's you now. And I come in and I've got a head rod. I'm like, guys, I had a whole weekend.
You watch that thing, Chuck. These
I know. Yeah. I keep whacking it on stuff.
Oh, it's going to.
It's like, you got to be super careful with your head rod.
It hurts every time.
Yeah.
One wrong push, you're done, right? With your head rod.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.